This is Bob Henley, WBAI, What's Going On? And it's my pleasure and honor to be joined by Reverend Billy and Savitri D., the director of the Church of Stop Shopping. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How
yeah,
are you?
I am so thrilled to have you on.
Thank you.
Thrilled
Thank
to be
you
here.
For inviting us.
Yeah, you've just been such good friends of BAI and also of working people. I know that you provided some very important support for Chris Smalls and the Amazon Union. It's all about the music, and I did want you to, we want to get all of these wonderful songs you've shared with us. I think that one of the first ones, I guess, and I think it's loaded into the in the queue here, is, let's see, Earth is in Pain. Could you set this up for us, Reverend Billy?
The Earth is in Pain is a sort of a flagship song of our last couple years. It's really during lockdown that we composed songs that acknowledge the Earth as being a conscious being, and with knowledge that we have of the sixth extinction, what the Earth is going through. The Earth is in Pain is very much almost a disco song, kind of singing along with the Earth's struggle right now.
Stop well, here. That's great. So, Michael Gia, now I am talking to my dear. Let's hear it.
Do you feel what I'm feeling?
Pressure in the air, pressure in the air. See the sea and the sky.
Wow, that is powerful. That's just what I needed. And over here on Planet Neptune, Reverend Berlin's featuring, I'm hearing the bird at the same time. My own like inner audio landscape. Thank you so much for that. Senator D, tell us about this gathering you're doing on Sunday, the Earth Church. What's that all about?
Well, you know, the Church of Stop Shopping has never really had a regular home, and we do have this wonderful provisional home for the next little while on Avenue C, 36th Avenue C, and we've been gathering there at 5 p.m. on Sundays. It's a service, and it's a service where we talk about what's going on in the city, what's going on in our parks. It's an Earth worship service, essentially, and we welcome you, invite you to come and join us. And you'll hear some great music and some preaching from Reverend Billy. And I think it's just after COVID really important that we gather and talk together. So we have a community meeting there, and it's fellowship. It's really about how we're going to start over and change and be changed by what we've all just been through as a city. You know, a lot of pain out there. A lot of people need support. So it's an opportunity to address the needs of the community and also like figure out how to move forward.
Wow. I think we all need that kind of thing going on. Reverend Billy, over the years, you've had this ability. Svitrin, you have focused in on universal issues, but you're really grounded in the community. There's been something going on the Lower East Side about a park. And in some ways, it's a connection to what we had in our earlier segment with Kim Gady and Dr. Lombach, where a terrible, mighty storm came in of Old Testament proportions, knocked out of the sewer plant. And what's our response? We're going to build a fossil fuel plant there and hope we have a different outcome. I'm just a lovely deacon, Reverend.
Are you pounding yes. The breakfast table yes. there, Robert?
Yes, I am. And I just want to ask you, give us a word picture of what's going on with that park.
Well, that park is being razed. The East River Park is being destroyed. 500 mature trees, some of them over 100 years old, have already been cut down. And this is all in the name of climate mitigation, of flood protection, so-called flood protection, when we know that the seawall they have planned there is not even going to be effective against the coming flood and will push the flood into Newtown Creek, one of the most toxic Superfund sites in the country. So this is all just really a development plan or development model, I should say, because even though we have supposedly the most progressive government we've ever had in New York City, they can't do anything except mimic a capitalist real estate model. And that's what they're doing in the East River Park. When there was a beautiful community plan that looked another way that could have protected us from floodwaters for a lot less money and definitely a lot less destruction, they went ahead with this plan because they cannot see another way to do things except to tear it down and build it up. And that's real estate in New York City for you.
Wow. And Reverend Billy, one of the things we talked about before you graced us with your presence on our airwaves was this false dichotomy so often at public hearings, the people that will build these walls, that pour the concrete, the construction folks come out from the unions. I want you to, it seems that you folks that you can support labor, but we don't have to kill our planet. Can you talk about your work with Chris Smalls and Amazon?
Well, Chris and his wonderful community people used to call themselves the Congress of Essential Workers during COVID. And that's where we saw the impact of that crisis on people of color. It was a class and racial issue as well. They were finding that the Amazon company was refusing to acknowledge that the pandemic was taking place and they were not providing for their workers. So Chris started calling meetings in the cafeteria of the warehouse in Staten Island and distributing information and talking to people, counseling them, really. They were in an impossible position because they did not have a union. Hopefully they do now, but they would be in positions like you're a young mother and you have two kids and you don't feel physically very well one morning and you're afraid not to go in to work. because there's no sick pay. And if you go into work, you're going to get paid, and you'll try to like cover up your cough or cover up, try not to act like you're sick. And so in that way, the Amazon company was encouraging people to spread the virus. That's just one example. I mean, it was just horrific. The bad treatment. So Chris, who had an exemplary record there and had been promoted several times to a supervisory position.
Right.
Chris basically just said, they're not operating in our interest at all. They're not thinking about the lives we're living. And he kept having these meetings, and the management didn't want them. And finally, they fired him. And that's when, it was shortly after that we met Chris and started kind of creating dramatic rallies for him in Manhattan.
You betcha.
we had a funeral for the estimated 20,000 workers across the world who contracted COVID and died as a result of the corporation ignoring them. So we all wore black, and we had funereal music and prayed. And this is in front of Jeff Bezos's mansion at Madison Square. I think he's got one in every city, but this is a five-story high building that he's got towering over the park there. And we made markings with black chalk on the sidewalk all around his front door, and made thousands upon thousands upon thousands of markings.
Wow.
So that was the kind of thing we did. We started creating in you know, the way that we're artists, and the people in the Stop Shopping Choir are artists, and our costumes and our way of making a narrative, making a rally that has a story halfway to being a play, that kind of approach, you know, intermixed with, of course, songs. So that's the kind of thing we started doing with Chris and his wonderful people. And we're just so happy that, I mean, those folks out on that curb and that bus stop opposite that old warehouse, through rain or sleet, as they say, they just kept at it and communicated personally with simply everybody in those big warehouses out there. And they finally succeeded.
Well, and they have a big test coming up in the JFK facility, and the company is still throwing everything at them. Yesterday's event, we had Brad Lander, Control of the City of New York, talking about an effort to use the power of the billions of dollars in stock that's owned by public employees in Amazon to hold them accountable at the May 25th stockholder meeting. We'll be following that very closely. People who are retired, people in the religious community, people of good faith, may be sitting on Amazon stock, and they need to do the research and find out how they can vote their proxy. I did want to get to the music, because it's such a blessing that you gave us these three songs. What's the story behind Swimming, which I'd like Michael to play now? What was the story there? Give us, what's the context?
Swimming, like all these songs, was written during COVID. We kept rehearsing and singing on a rooftop and singing outside. And Swimming is really a response to COVID. So, yeah, I think it's pretty self-evident.
Let's you and me go swimming.
Let's you and me go swimming.
In the dead zone sea.
In the dead zone sea.
De-demonize the Wuhan bat.
De-demonize the Wuhan bat.
The civet cat goes free.
The civet cat goes free.
Let's you and me go climbing.
Let's you and me go climbing.
Up the blackened mountainside.
Up the blackened mountainside.
Apologize to the beating sun.
Apologize to the beating sun.
We lost the last word.
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 Let's you and me go flying.
Let's you and me go flying.
Take a rocket to the innocent breeze.
Take a rocket to the innocent breeze.
Breathe the smog of broken data.
Breathe the smog of broken data.
Oh, crash in the crime of the tree.
Crash in the crime of the tree.
Let's you and me go dying.
Let's you and me go dying.
Win the race to end our race. Look up from the mirror and into the eye. Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
I love the horizon. Of leaping to its death.
Beautiful face.
Let's embrace what isn't there.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Let's go for a swim in the raging flood.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Of Mother Earth's self-care.
Mother Earth's
self-care.
Mother Earth's self-care. Mother Earth's self-care.
Mother Earth's self-care.
Mother Earth's self-care. Praise be. Now, Reverend Billy, how can people get in touch? Where are the coordinates here?
Well, just a second, Pete. It happens that the two songs we sang today, that we played just now, the very much the solo singer there is a principal composer of the songs, and I need to mention his name. His name's Sundar Ganglani, and he lives kind of in the area of the old WBAI building down there in downtown Brooklyn, New York. Much thanks to Sundar, our basic website where the podcast resides and the songs reside is revbilly.com. REVBILLY.com. Our Earth Church service in the Lower East Side is at the corner of Avenue C, sometimes called Loisida Avenue. Amen. It's just a half a block from the New Eureka Avenue C and East 3rd Street. So we're right down there near the East River Park, and that's one of the reasons we can walk right to. There's still 500 trees remaining, and 500 trees have been chainsawed, and the Stop Shopping Choir has joined the community in standing at those trees as the chainsaws approach and then being led off to precinct number 7 nearby on Pitt Street.
Which you're very familiar with. I did want to make sure that we can play as a recessional, Beautiful Earth, and I want to thank you again for both of your witnessing on behalf of the Earth and your faith in action.
Thank you.
Thank
Bob.
You, Robert. Thank you, Michael. Thank
Take
you so much,
yourself.
Everybody at BAI. Thank you for being our friends.
Earth Praise be.
to the butterfly. Befriend to the sea. Beautiful earth. Beautiful earth. Beautiful.
Such a beautiful song.
Beautiful earth.
Beautiful earth. Beautiful earth. You're right here, nearby somewhere. I can feel you. We just got some pavement. Some concrete. Gotta blow all the walls down like a storm. Like a storm.
Out of the car.
Out of the traffic jam. Out of the suburbs. Out of the toxins in the air.
Toxins in the air.
Beautiful. Love you so much.
We're
gonna take that journey, you and me. Take that time. Get the map. Got the map? Oh, it's inside us. We forgot that. Now we remember. The earth, the earth, the earth, the earth gave us the map. Thank you, earth. Yeah. We'll be singing beautiful earth until we you guided us, and now we promise you we'll shout. We'll see you in the streets. Beautiful earth. We'll do everything we gotta do. Risk arrest, go to jail, teach your children, tear down the refinery with our bare hands. In the time of extinction, extinction demands revolution.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
You showed us the way, and now we're walking on an alpine mirror.